if work is worship, and that's where our purpose comes from, then the work that we do is honorable to God and is purposeful for who we were created to be. And you get a sense of fulfillment and joy when you're doing what you're purposefully created to do. Welcome to the Investing with Purpose podcast, where we discuss investing for generational wealth creation and how that intersects with the purpose of your life. We're going to give actionable steps to investing from our experience buying hundreds of millions of dollars in real estate, and also hearing from other amazing entrepreneurs that use the fruits of their business to give back and make an impact. Let's get to it. Welcome back to the Investing with Purpose podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Libman. Today, we're going to get a little philosophical, as we usually do when we start talking about purpose, because I think a lot of us kind of struggle with this question. I know that I did for years. And sometimes still do. What is the purpose of my life, of being in general? And these existential questions tend to either be completely ignored or we focus on them for a long time with not very many satisfying answers. So just going to give you a little bit of my own testimony in terms of how I was searching and looking for purpose and then what happened in my life to find it, and then now how we continue to live that out through our business by giving back and helping others and just loving on people. So when I was in college, I was very much searching for, and I think a lot of college students do, look for truth, look for understanding, look for a way to create an impact in the world and create their mark. And I tried a bunch of different things, and typically I think purpose is tied to spirituality and religion a lot because it is an existential kind of spiritual endeavor, and your pursuit can be work. That's great. But I find that at the end of life, a lot of people are left wanting if they're just looking at work. And if your work is great and your marriage is awful, then who cares, right? So what is your purpose and how do you go about finding that? And for me, I went to what I would now refer to as kind of the spiritual buffet, right? Which is, I'll take a little bit of this religion, a little bit of that religion, a little bit of New Age, a little bit of universalism, and whatever kind of fit my life and lifestyle at the time is what I wanted to continue to pursue. Finally, when I started dating my wife, Grace, she has two pastor parents. And when we started dating, one of the requisites was we go to church on Sundays. And I wasn't raised in the church. I didn't go to church a lot as a kid. I went sometimes, but it wasn't a huge part of my life. So I kind of relented and said, okay, well, I want to date you, so I'll be at church on Sunday. And started going and listening to her parents preach. And Walt was a fantastic preacher and teacher. And he was a Jersey City teacher for years and then became a pastor and held on to that teaching gift that he had. And as an intellectual, I sat underneath that teaching and I was really intrigued by it. It made me do more research. It made me do some more soul searching. Because the things that I had found in college, all of those different spiritual buffet type things, left me wanting. It still left me kind of empty. I wasn't fully, like I liked what I was finding, but it still, at the end of the day, was kind of empty. And so through his preaching and through my relationships with them and with Grace, I ended up accepting Christ as my Lord and Savior. And this is not kind of a, hey, go get yourself saved type of podcast right now. I just want to talk about where my purpose came from. And that's what really led me to thinking about purpose long term, because the Bible is very clear as to what our purpose in life should be. In both Old and New Testaments, men were looking to discover purpose. And Solomon, who arguably the wisest man who ever lived, discovered that the futility of life, when it was lived only for this world, was just that, futile. At the end of the book of Ecclesiastes, which he wrote, it says, "Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil." So he says, honoring God is part of what we're required to do on earth to create purpose in our lives. And I have found that to be true. So second is to also live this life on earth in perspective. King David talks about this in Psalm 17:15. "In righteousness I will seek your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness." So really he was just saying, I find full satisfaction in my life by seeking God. And then the Bible continues to go on and on about how to glorify God being his purpose, right? So our purpose is originally created in a way to glorify God and enjoy fellowship with him. Two, to have good relationships with other people, right? Love your neighbor like you love yourself. So how are you sowing into good relationships? So number one, glorify God, enjoy fellowship with him. Number two, have good relationships with others. Three, work. And four, have dominion over the earth. Now, those things have helped me with my purpose. Now, how do they help you? So one, if you're not a Christian, one you can kind of take as more of the spiritual journey. I know, you know, even if you're not Christian per se, I know that spiritual life plays an integral part in a lot of people's lives. So number one is kind of your spiritual life. Number two is having good relationships with others. So I don't know about you guys, but I struggle with this sometimes because typically of my own brokenness, right? Where have I been wronged in the past? Where do I hold bitterness? Where do I have a problem forgiving other people? Where am I just more self-centered than I should be and not worrying about how other people are being taken into account? So what am I doing in my relationships? And this is everything from your spouse to your kids to your coworkers. Like, what are you doing to sow into those relationships intentionally? And how do you live a purposeful, intentional life with your relationships? I always love the exercise of kind of to write your own eulogy, right? What do you want people to say about you at the end of your life? And most of the time we spend so much time not worrying about relationships that, you know, I'm always curious how many people will show up at your funeral. What will they say? Will they say that you were a great business person? Is that enough? Is that what you want? It's not for me. Number three is work. So what I like about the fact that work is a part of you, it's because the creator of the universe started working, right? He formed the earth. He formed you. So when we were in the garden, Adam was told, you know, take dominion of the land, meaning, you know, go and work and multiply and put your hands in the dirt and actually create stuff, right? Have a relationship with your work. And I think that that's where we find our purpose in terms of the job. And how does that relate to whether it's your calling in life or if you're supposed to be doing this type of thing is kind of a journey that we've all gone on. And it's, am I satisfied with my journey? Am I satisfied with my job? And I'm a big proponent of you only get one life. If you're not happy at work, go find something else to do. And I know that that sounds like a very almost privileged aspect of life to look at because, well, Stephen, I have bills to pay, right? I can't just go quit my job and go start a business. And there's part of that that's true. There's another part of that that is fear keeping you exactly where you are right now. And I would argue that if work is worship, and we do believe that it is, and that's where our purpose comes from, then the work that we do is honorable to God and is purposeful for who we were created to be. And you get a sense of fulfillment and joy when you're doing what you're purposefully created to do, right? A paintbrush is meant to paint. A table is meant to hold stuff, right? Like, what better way to know what a table is there for than to go and ask the table maker? So to try to figure out what your purpose is, if you're not feeling fulfilled, if you're not feeling joyful in those things that you do, I encourage you to take some time, sit down, write down what it is that you like, don't like about the things that you're doing. And then one, change your location, meaning go find a different job or go find something else to do. Or two, change your perspective, meaning maybe you're just not giving it the full gratitude that you should be giving because you're not happy in maybe your circumstance in life. Maybe that's not job driven. Maybe that's mentality and perspective driven. And then finally, the fourth one, which is to have dominion over the earth. And what's that mean? To have dominion literally means to dominate and to take control of. And here on earth, I think that there's a lot of pressures railing against people where they feel like they're being dominated. And that's not the call in our lives. Our call is to be great at our work, to create great relationships, to have a relationship with the creator, and then to take dominion over our earth. Now, think about that even in context of take dominion over your life, right? In what way are you taking dominion over your life? Do you have a growth-oriented mindset? Are you reading books? Are you listening to this podcast right now? Are you creating a list of things that you would like to accomplish? Are you creating space in your life where you can just sit and think? Like, what are you doing to grow, right? What are you doing to grow your relationships? What are you doing to take dominion over your life? Meaning you don't get to be the victim anymore, but now you go out and you have control over your own life and over its own outcomes and over its own circumstances, because that changes everything. When you get to start thinking about, okay, what is my purpose? How does it intertwine with all these other aspects of my life? Then you become really fulfilled. So that's the philosophical perspective on it. Now, how does that intertwine with what we're doing in our businesses? You know, for me, it's simple. All four of those things are honored through our giving and through our impact and through our purposeful donor advised fund. And that really keeps things in perspective for all of us, for everybody on the team, for everybody, for all of our spouses. Like, they know exactly what we're working for and what the purpose of the business is. And yeah, of course, we create great returns for investors, but we're also out there to make an impact. And we're also out there to help impact some change and create some catalyst for benefit for other people. And the Bible says it's better to give than to receive. And you won't know that until you go and abundantly give and really try to impact somebody else's life that's positive. You have to start with you, of course. You have to start the business. You have to be profitable. You have to do those things. But that's giving isn't just money, right? It could be time, talent, and treasure. So maybe you can just go have lunch with somebody. Maybe you could teach somebody a skill that you know that they don't. There's a lot of ways to be intentional about this purpose-driven life, but a great place to start is to sit down and think through, okay, what do I think is purposeful? What do I think is beneficial? Right? And it's all perspective. If you're saying that, you know, helping somebody build a bookshelf is sowing time and talent with somebody, you're right. Right? If you think writing a check to dig a well in Africa or save girls from sex trafficking, you're right. It's really digging in into what your why is. And this goes back to something that we talked about weeks ago, which is core values. What are your core values? How does it intertwine with your life? And how does it intertwine with your family's life? And then what are you doing to intentionally go after those things and take dominion over them? So anyway, investing with purpose, philosophy episode number one. Thanks for tuning in, guys. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Investing with Purpose podcast. If you're finding value, can you please subscribe, leave us a review? And if you want to learn more, go to investingwithpurpose.org to learn more about our donor advised fund and the charities that we support around the world.